doblaje,
de doblaje,
¿no?
Sí.
Qué divertido. Yo lo quiero hacer. ¿Lo puedo hacer yo?
Pues ahora, aquí en la oficina.
Ajá, great. Okay, bueno, apúntate al campamento, Natasha.
Ay, no, que no, no puedo.
Es, no es para ti.
No, no es para mí.
¿Por qué? Why? What age group are we talking about?
We're talking about kids age 6 to 14.
Ay, justo me lo pierdo, justo.
Sí, como tienes tú 15, pues...
Eso, eso es justo. Okay,
so it's from 6
to 14.
To 14.
Yeah.
Okay, now these are urban camps, so yes. You don't spend the night... away from home. You sleep at home, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
But the good thing about it is that it's all over Madrid. There are different centers all over Madrid. We have in Mirasierra, Aluche, Las Rosas, Las Tablas, Arganda, and Ciudad Universitaria.
Wow.
So really, I mean, all over Madrid.
These are the most exciting, uh-huh. the yes. most creative, and yes. the most fun summer camps you can possibly imagine.
Definitely, definitely.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Salad. That's right. So, to celebrate the fact that Vaughan is at the Madrid Book Fair, Feria Libro, to celebrate that fact, well, we're down there every day, of course. We have radio presenters, our authors are there, our friends from the shop here, the bookshop, La Tienda, people from the office, lots of different people coming down. Richard Vaughan will be here, but will be there himself. Kyle's going to be there. I'm going to be there. All kinds of people are there. The Feria del Libro, the book fair. Now it's Caseta 165, 165, or 165. So I'll have my book there, Canciones con Animales en Inglés. So to celebrate that, we have a little song from the book. So with each character, you learn a little bit of English. Let's have the happy hyena who talks about the future, talks in the future, so we learn future tenses with the happy hyena. Let's have a little listen.
The happy hyena is always laughing and having fun. She never thinks about the past, only the future and how much fun she's going to have with her friends. This is her song.
I'm going to have some fun today. I'm going to find my friends and play. I'm going to ride my bike and I'm going to fly my kite. Yes, I'm going to have some fun today. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. We'll play ball games in the sunshine. We're going to have a really good time. We'll build sandcastles and we'll jump over obstacles. Yes, we'll play ball games in the sunshine. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. We'll eat ice cream in the morning, so wake up sleepy and stop yawning. We'll swim in the lake and we'll eat lots of cake. Yes, we'll eat ice cream in the morning. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. We're going to sing some songs on the way. We're going to have lots of fun today. We'll play in the park and we'll get home after dark. Yes, we'll sing some songs on the way. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na
Now then, that was the happy hyena who teaches us future tenses with will and going to. It's also a bit catchy, Pegadiza. So you might not be able to sleep tonight. The song will be going round and round in your head. So come and see us at the Madrid Book Fair, Caseta 165. Yes, my book, Canciones con Animales en Inglés, will be there, so you can have a little look. Now then, what's on the programme for today? Well, of course, we have Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Where are we going today? Well, somewhere interesting, of course, so stay tuned to find out. Now, what else do we have on the program? We also have Boost Your Level. So the boost is aumentar. Boost your level. Yes, we have some expressions that are very interesting using there are or there is on Boost Your Level today. So stay tuned for that to boost your level, of course. And right now it's time for
Salad News Bits.
Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits. Now here comes our headline for today. Iceland's pagan Zoist religion hopes to build a temple. So pagan. So Iceland's pagan Zoist religion, yes, hopes to build a temple, un templo. Of course, because there are many pagan religions. And in Iceland, I believe that the pagan religion is very strong. So Iceland's pagan Zoist religion hopes to build a temple. So we're going over live to Iceland right now, where, yes, Simon Hallow, our European correspondent, is waiting for us in Iceland, in Reykjavik, I believe. Yes, Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. Well, members of a pagan Icelandic religion movement based on ancient Sumerian beliefs are set to get a temple in the capital of Reykjavik.
I see. So it's an ancient religion based on Sumerian beliefs. Okay. And they're set. So it looks like they're going to get a temple for this pagan religion. Please tell us more.
Right. It says the Zoist religion, it's called. And Zoists, people belonging to a modern pagan religious movement, are based on the Sumerian religion. And they've applied for permission to build a two-story ziggurat as a center for their growing congregation.
I see. So they're Zoists, the Zoist religion, which is based on the Sumerian religion. So they want to build a temple or a ziggurat. So two stories, or de dos plantas, for their growing congregation. Well, very interesting.
Yes, that's right. Well, Zoism is a relatively new faith. It was registered as an official religion in Iceland in 2013. And over 2,800 people are members.
Ah, so it's very new. Only registered in 2013, or 2013, we can say. And there are 2,800 registered members at the moment, but it's growing.
Yes, that's right. The Zoist leader, Arnar Augustsson, told me that the group had always planned to have a place of worship for its followers. But given the movement's rapid expansion in Iceland, this had grown all the more urgent. He told me that the movement needs space for name-giving, weddings, and general worship, as well as beer and prayer meetings.
I see. Yes, they need a space for name-giving, weddings, general worship, beer, cerveza. Okay. And prayer meetings. So prayer meetings, oraciones, prayers. I see.
Yes, that's right. So it's interesting. It's certainly growing in Iceland. Well, they say that a surge of attraction in zooism may be because members do not have to pay parish fees.
Ah, so there are no fees. So parish is parroquia. So there are no... You don't have to pay parish fees if you live in a parish. Okay. So that may be one of the reasons that, you know, membership is growing to the zooist or zooism, we would call it.
Yes, that's what they say. So in this case, you know, they don't have to pay parish fees if they're registered zooists, also known as zooistar. They're being asked, instead of paying old-school parish fees, to contribute to a ziggurat fund to help build and maintain the planned temple.
I see. So they don't have to pay parish fees or money to the parish, but at the end of the day, they would have to pay to help build the temple and maintain the temple, or the ziggurat, a ziggurat fund. In this case, the ziggurat is the temple. So it's interesting.
Yes, definitely. Some may have also been drawn to the ancient Sumerian beliefs through their worship of the 1984 film Ghostbusters, yet might be disappointed to find that Zooism recognizes no Zool and no Gozer, the Gozerian, and that civilization is unlikely to be destroyed by a giant marshmallow man.
Ah, yes, Ghostbusters. Some people have seen Ghostbusters might think, oh, yes, this religion sounds interesting. But there's probably no giant marshmallow man. A marshmallow is like a candy. Una nube, no, you say. That's right, el hombre nube. So that's not likely to happen. We're not likely to see a giant marshmallow man who comes and destroys things.
It's unlikely. So the movement claims its belief system is the oldest in the world, and is based around the Sumerian pantheon, in that it recognizes An, Elil, Enki, and other deities as worshipped in ancient Mesopotamia. But despite its growing numbers, Zooism still has a long way to go before it challenges the established faiths for numbers, of course. So according to statistics I was researching, over 80% of Icelanders are registered as Christians, with around 230,000 identifying as members of the Lutheran Church of Iceland. And in this case, Zooists account for some 1% of Iceland's population.
I see. So Zooism is growing, but only account for 1% of the population. So 80% are registered as Christians, and around 230,000 identifying as members of the Lutheran Church. So it's interesting. It's a new movement.
Well, it's officially registered, yes, in 2013. That's right. So there we have it. Iceland's pagan Zooist religion hopes to build a temple. So here from Reykjavik, back to the studio.
Now you heard a little bit about Zooism today. A growing religion in Iceland, but only accounts for 1% of the population. But it's interesting nonetheless. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Yes, Salad listeners, this is Boost Your Level. This is where we help you with little things you can do to increase or boost your level. Now we have some expressions here using there is or there are, which we all know. Aye, there is. There is a book on the table. Yes, there are some books on the table. So these are expressions we can get into our active English straight away. And that's the idea. Obviously, you can learn something, have it in your passive English. We want to get into our active English, where we can start using it straight away, which is the case with these expressions. You know, some of which you may already know. So who do we have here to help us boost our level? Of course, Yes, we have. Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He's right here. Hello, Alan.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So, you know, as you were saying, yes, expressions using there is, there are, which we already know. So this should be, yes, pretty easy to start using straight away. Or, as you say, to get into our active English straight away.
Now then, what are these expressions?
Right, okay, yes, the first one is, there is a reason.
There is a reason. Hay un motivo. Yes, there is a reason. There is a reason for the problem. There is a reason for my delay. So these are things you already know, but maybe don't use. But it sounds good. Yes, there is a reason for this misunderstanding. You're sending an email. You know, rather than saying, I'm sorry about the misunderstanding. There is a reason for the misunderstanding. Okay, so there is a reason. Hay un motivo. We can start using this straight away. What's our next expression?
Right, okay, so the next one is, there are times.
There are times, I bet this. So these are easy, but you probably don't use them. Yeah, well, there are times when I think, there are times when I would like to make some changes in the department. Yes, there are times when I feel, you know, so there are times, you know, I bet this. So we know these, so let's use them, salad listeners. Let's keep going. What's our next one, Alan?
Right, okay, the next one is, the next two are maybe not quite so easy. But yes, there are two of us.
There are two of us. So, somos dos, there are two of us. Not we are two, because we are two is,
tenemos dos años. Tenemos dos años, we are two.
But there are two of us, somos dos. So you call a restaurant, yes, there are 10 of us for lunch. Somos diez. Para comer. Not we are 10, because we are 10 is literally, tenemos 10 años. Okay, salad listeners, is that clear? Good. So there are two of us, there are four of us, there are 25 of us, which would be somos, and whatever number you are in this case. Okay, is that clear? Excellent, crystal clear. Well, we'll be practicing with these to make sure we use them correctly. What's our final expression?
Right, the last one is, there are X left.
X in this case, X, which is literally, quedan X. O queda X. So I could say, there are. So it's impersonal, I could say, there are 10 euros left in the pot, in el bote. Okay, or in the kitty, we can say, el bote is the kitty. Yeah, there are. Okay, quedan 10 euros en el bote. There are 10 euros left in the kitty. Like Hello Kitty. That's right. Okay. Yes, there are 2 hours left until the match begins. Quedan dos horas para que comience el partido. Comienza el partido. Yes, there are 2 hours left. Okay. Now, it could be there is 1 hour left. There is only 1 euro left in the kitty. So, it's there are X left. Okay, which would be quedan X. Whether it depends on whether it's singular or plural. Okay, salad listeners? Okay, so let's practice with these. You're listening to Bow. Okay, salad listeners, so there is a reason. Okay, hay un motivo. There are times, hay veces. There are two of us, somos dos. Or there are X left. Quedan X. Okay, da X. Okay? That's right. So let's practice with this. Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay, Dave. Yes, so what I'm going to do here, I'm just going to ask you some questions. And I would like the listeners and yourself to answer affirmatively to all these questions.
Okay, salad listeners. That's right. Okay, salad listeners. Okay. So you're listening to Boost Your Level, of course. That's right. Boost Your Level. So let's have a little look here. So all we're going to do, Alan's going to ask us some questions. Okay. He's going to ask us some questions. And all we have to do is answer the questions. Okay. Affirmatively, which means yes. Okay. Are you ready? I hope so. So, this is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. So interact with us here. Okay, you ready?
Right, okay, our first one. Is there any reason why you're late?
Do you answer affirmatively, Saturday listeners? The long answer. So yes, there is a reason why I'm late. Yes, there is a reason why I'm late. Okay, good. Next question, please.
Was there any reason why you refused to speak to her?
Hubo un motivo. Well, yes, there was a reason why I refused to speak to her. So refuse is negar. That's right. Negar hacer algo. In this case, refuse to speak to her. So yes, there was a reason why I refused to speak to her.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So would there be any reason to tell them if you couldn't go?
Answer affirmatively, said the listeners, with yes. Okay, so would there be any reason to tell them if we couldn't go? Well, yes, there would be a reason to tell them if we couldn't go. That's right, there would be a reason, of course. You always need a reason, even if it's just a good excuse, okay? And let's have the last one here with there is a reason.
Right, okay. Has there been a reason for the change in their plans? Has there been a reason for the change in their plans?
What do you think, salad listeners? Answer yes. So yes, there has been a reason for the change in their plans. So there is a reason. Hay un motivo. Business as usual. Now, so next, let's practice with there are times. Over to you, Alan. So it's hay veces.
Right, it's the same drill here. So I'll ask questions. We just have to answer affirmatively here. So, are there times when you feel like giving up?
So to feel like, tener ganas. That's right. So are there times when you feel like giving up, tener ganas, or me apetece? Plus gerund in this case, apetecer. So, yes, there are times when I feel like giving up. So to give up is tirar la toalla, to throw in the towel, I feel like giving up. So yes, there are times when I feel like giving up, but I won't. Next, please. Now, don't forget, answer these questions, salad listeners. Practice your English. This is the interactive part of the program.
Were there times when English was difficult for you?
What do you think, salad listeners? Okay, so yes, there were times when English was difficult for me. And then I discovered Vaughan Radio, of course, and I practice every day now. Yes, indeed. Next question, please.
Are there going to be times when you won't be able to go?
What do you think? So you won't be able. No podrás. You won't be able to go. So are there going to be times when you won't be able to go? Answer affirmatively, salad listeners. Yes, there are going to be times when I won't be able to go.
And the last one here. Have there been times when you thought it wouldn't happen?
What do you think, salad listeners? Yes, there have been times when I thought it wouldn't happen. So there are times, hay veces, business as usual.
Right, now we're going to work with there are two of us, or three of us, four of us, etc. Okay, somos dos. Are there just three of us for dinner?
A solo somos tres. Yeah, are there just three of us for dinner? Yes, there are just three of us for dinner.
Will there be a lot of them at the party?
Oh, will there be a lot of them? Habrá mucha gente. Okay, so yes, there will be a lot of them at the party.
There were 10 of you in the boat, weren't there?
There were 10 of you. That's right, in the boat, weren't there? With a question tag. So yes, there were 10 of us in the boat. Yes, there were 10 of us in the boat. That's right, salad listeners. And the last one.
Are there 4 of them in the band?
Ah, son cuatro en el grupo. Like the Beatles. Yes. There are 4 of them in the band. So there is... Yeah. Oh, there are. Well, yes. Yeah, so in this case, there are. There are 2 of us. There are 4 of us, etc. Okay, good. So yes, there are 4 of them in the band. Bow! And finally... Yes, there is. There are X left. Quedan X. Answer affirmatively, salad listeners.
Right, okay. Is there any wine left?
Queda vino. Is there any wine left? Yes, there is some wine left.
Are there going to be any tickets left?
Yes, there are going to be some tickets left, salad listeners.
Might there be any survivors left?
Might there be, puede que, like survivors. Yes, there might be some survivors left.
And the last one here. Would there have been any seats left if we'd arrived on time?
Ah, third conditional. Yes, there would have been some seats left if we'd arrived on time. That's right. So there is, or there are left. That's right, salad listeners. Get an ekis. Thanks very much, Alan. This has been Bow. Business as usual. Now then, salad listeners, don't forget to visit us at the book fair. We'll be there at Caseta 165, 165. That's all we have time for. See you next time on The Salad.
Este verano, disfruta, aprende, sigue descubriendo. La radio te acompaña. Escucharnos.
Vuelve a escucharnos.
Escúchanos en los podcasts. Este verano, sumérgete en Vaughan Radio.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Tenemos de todo, este verano.
Sí.
Cada vez tenemos más cosas. Al final, uno puede venir aquí a Vaughan y...
Desde los 4 a los 17...
Y no sale.
Tenemos algo que hacer.
Y no sale. O sea, entra aquí un día con toda la familia y cuando se quiera dar cuenta, ya prácticamente la jubilación. Es un mundo Vaughan.
Te crías aquí.
No es broma, ¿eh? Puedes criar aquí a tus hijos.
Es que hemos visto crecer, claro, de un año para otro.